Hello.
Hi, yes, hello, may I speak to Colby? Sir, this is David Parker calling you from the Nuremberg Writing. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing perfect. Thank you so much for asking. So, are you free right now? Is it a good time to call?
Yeah, I'm free.
All right. So, Sheldon was busy these days with other clients, and I just joined recently over here, so he told me to just have a call with you and do the session for Chapter 5. So, are you okay with that?
Yes.
All right. So, over here, the Chapter 5 is the University 1, being homeless university student.
I'm sorry? I said, can you repeat that?
Yeah, sure. The Chapter 5 over here, the title is going to be Being a Homeless University Student, Year 1. And the description talks about what happened during university years and how his life was spent being homeless during that time and what I did to survive.
When I got on campus, I didn't know that you're supposed to go through a certain process to get your to accept your student loans, and that's how you get your money. But I didn't know that nobody said anything. So,
sir, I'm really sorry. Can you please speak a little louder?
Try. So, when I got to campus, I didn't have any money in order to have a place to stay for the semester. So I didn't want to go back and forth to Baytown because I didn't have enough money for gas. So what I would do is I would sleep in the auditorium on campus, and I started to do that on a nightly basis, to where sometimes the janitor would help me out as well to go inside, and then eventually I started breaking to the student government office, and I was sleeping there because it was.
And that's in 2005?
It was secluded. I'm sorry.
That is in 2005, right?
No, sir. This is probably 2014.
14. I'm sorry. All right, please continue. Sorry for the interruption.
And so I eventually started sleeping in breaking into the student government office because it was more secluded, and I had a computer in there, so I could do some homework if I needed to. So about like a month later, there was a career fair, and it was for Cracker Barrel. And they was doing a big hiring to for them. They were about to open up, so I ended up going to work for Cracker Barrel eventually. But while I was there in training, this guy, he just ask me, like, you know, hey, where are you staying at? You know, where are you from? Stuff like that. And I was like, I have to stay where I can. He was like, what do you mean? And I was like, I'm sitting on campus, like, in my car, in this office in the auditorium. And he was like, you come stay with me. And so I ended up moving in with him for the first semester. And I would give him like $50 a week just to try to help him out with anything. And during that semester, I would go take showers at the gym as well. I'm trying to think. Let me see.
So what are we going to do?
All right, sure. And can you please tell me, from the previous chapter, it's saying getting into another relationship and losing a child in 2014 and then the aftermath. Can you please connect between both chapters? Like, what happened after that?
Connect between what happened from the relationships that going to school?
Yes, sir. The previous chapter was getting into another relationship and losing a child in 2014, and then the aftermath. So before joining the university, yeah, what happened?
So after that, we had a pretty hard time still being, you know, being with each other. That was just a hard loss. So in order to kind of deal with everything, we both just started working a lot more and started talking a lot less. And when it came time for me to go to the university, she didn't want me to leave. But I knew I knew this was something that I needed to do, and I couldn't wait. Another semester.
I'm sorry?
I mean, we did date each other while I was at the university, but
really sorry for having a really hard time listening to you. Would you mind speak a little louder or bring the mic closer?
I don't have a mic. We did stay together for about 2 more years, but it was like an on and off type of thing. So, in between, we just started working a lot to kind of, and we started talking a lot less at one point, and then she just didn't want me to go, and so I had to go.
We do not state the claim to any sort of furnace. So we basically provide you with different levels of services and products.
Sir, you there?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm here.
So will it be okay to give you a call like in like 5 minutes?
Yes.
All right. I'll be giving you a call. Bye-bye.